Every year there's speculation over what will be the hot toy for Christmas. Commentator Bob Cook says that in his house, some of the most wanted toys come from the decade he grew up in, the 1980s.
When I ask my kids what they want for Christmas, I hear about toys that make me think Santa is going to be wearing parachute pants this year. My 4-year-old daughter wants Care Bears. My 6-year-old son wants Simon. Both want the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm fortunate my 1-year-old doesn't talk yet, or else he'd probably be bugging me for a He-Man action figure. I swear, I haven't parked my children in front of VH1 specials. So how is it they've suddenly become unwittingly enamored of 1980s pop culture? Presumably, the kids of the 1980s are the young parents of today, so what easier sell could there be than toys invoking their childhood memories, right? I mean, look at what invoking the 1980s has done for VH1. The cable network was forgotten after Behind the Music got played out to cliché, but put on wacky reminiscing about the days when Rubik's Cube was hot, and Michael Jackson was best known for being a musician, and back comes the buzz. But 1980s toys are like the decade's cheesiest synth pop. Something you might get a kick out of remembering, something you might even pull out on occasion, but nothing you would want to inflict on your children. Marketers are wise to this. That's why ads for these toys run on Nickelodeon, not VH1. That way, when the ad comes on, parents aren't likely to be in the room yelling, "My God, they're bringing that back?" The hope for the toy industry, of course, is to have an actual hot toy for the holidays, a term that has existed only as a PR creation for the last few years. Since Tickle Me Elmo and Furby, you haven't seen the full-on violence that ensued when parents whomped each other to get their hands on precious Cabbage Patch dolls in 1983, the dawning of the hot toy age. By the way, the Cabbage Patch dolls are back too. Whether there will be a riot outside your local toy store, I don't know. When you have 1980s comebacks, sometimes you get a disaster like that Broadway musical based on Boy George's life. Perhaps I, and many of my fellow Generation X parents, would feel better about the 80s toy comeback if it were done ironically. Let's take, for example, Teddy Ruxpin. Teddy Ruxpin was a plush bear with a cassette tape player in his backside. What was more fun, for me and my friends anyway, than playing the sweet, friendly hellos on the tapes provided, was putting in something like Iron Maiden, then watching Teddy Ruxpin mouthing quasi-satanic lyrics. So, if someone were to bring back Teddy Ruxpin in a CD version and market this very application, believe you me, I'd be first in line to buy a new one for my kids. I'd even beat up another parent, if that's what it took.
Bob Cook lives in Chicago.